from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation here on a proper Cowboys Monday, coming off yesterday's game against the Rams. Let's discuss things. General at your service, at ease. Brian Broaddus, live in Oxnard, California, once again with you today. A salute to the King of the Crusties himself. He'll have Crusties Corner coming up at 3:40 here. Our continued training camp coverage with Broaddus and Oxnard brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. From grain to glass. Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. You do have Wolchuk and Chiafalo, your nosebleed brothers, and of course, Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105 through thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Chop got me in the final. Okay.
I was so heartbroken to hear this.
I had only failed to score a touchdown once in the lead up to the final. It was great to be back, but I kicked it through the end zone twice, and I couldn't make my PATs, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to figure out these damn PATs. I know I had the lowest PAT percentage conversion rate in the entire tournament, but still made the final. So next year, I'm going to be Mr. Perfecto. You know, here's the deal. When I used to drink, I never missed a PAT. Stop drinking, can't make them, okay? So there's
something, get back.
There's something messed up with the flow. Right, I got to go back to square one and get this thing figured out. But thanks to everybody who joined us there at Fan Bowl 2024 and at Hurtado in Arlington. Salute to Brandon and everybody at Hurtado for hosting us. You guys are amazing, and we'll see you again next year. All right, but let's cowboy this thing up. Do we have Broaddus, or is he doing something?
He said he finally got the tape, so he wants to watch the tape and then report back to us of the game last night. So he's going to join us, I think, for the start of the 3 o'clock hour.
All right. There's Broaddus working the tape for you.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen enough. Against my
Broaddus
better...
Broaddus just said, hey, guys.
I'm good. I got to watch
this.
Hey,
there's no practice today, but I still just want to miss the first hour of the show.
I get what he's doing
but God
here.
Forbid you have jury duty.
It's the perfect play for him because he is still working, you know, and it's his favorite part of the job. Like, yeah. If you could just boil it all down to one thing, he wants to be in that tiny little room by himself just going, rewind, watch again, and just grading players playing football, even if it's a disgusting 13-point outing like it was yesterday with every interception you've ever seen.
That was the good, right? The picks?
I mean, look, the outside of the lack of a pass rush, defense played well.
Yes.
Linebackers looked great. Nealon looked really, really good.
Yeah, I'm excited about Nealon. I'm excited about, you know, some of the other things that we saw yesterday. The idea of Trey Lance as a starting quarterback in the NFL is expired, though. If they play him next year, I think that would only be in a tank scenario, guys.
Yeah, I mean, hey, listen, I can't really push back on much here other than we're still talking about small sample sizes where guys that are even being drafted in this previous draft are a few months older in age than Trey Lance actually is. And from a football quarterbacking standpoint, he's still sort of in his infancy, which is as crazy as it sounds. You can see the athleticism, you can see the size, but you can also see all the flaws as well. I mean, just airmail and stuff, accuracy issues, taking sacks when you just can't take a sack, and not running at times when maybe they're telling him, like, hey, we want to see you throw the ball. We know you can run, so try and throw the ball as much as you can. But there's a couple times you're like, hey, if you could just run for a first down or a touchdown, you might as well just go ahead and do it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if they were going to install a running game with their quarterback, I would be excited about what Trey Lance could do. But, I mean, he was in charge of that 49ers team, and I think he had 8 starts and went 500, or maybe it was 4 starts and went 500.
Yeah, I know he's a 500 starter.
I mean, but that's a team that Brock Purdy like goes 15-2 with, you know, if it's healthy. And I think, you know, they knew it, the Niners knew it, and maybe the Cowboys know it now. But heck, you know, you don't have you know, anything to lose by continuing to see what he can do in the next 3 preseason games, by continuing to give him the opportunity. Maybe he is your guy in 2025, and you see what experience can do for him. Miracles happen, you know, in right. sports. Sometimes there's a late bloomer or a guy that just needs a light bulb to come on, and
right.
it's pretty cool. Like, he's younger than about half of the quarterbacks that were just taken in the first round.
Hey, so. No turnovers. You know, that's a positive. It did seem like that last drive, 10 plays, they end up kicking a field goal, and you had the big drop by McMath. That was the one where it's like, man, he finally seemed like he was clicking in, had a pass 12 yards, 12 yards, 26 yards. They moved the football, possibly really should have scored on that drive. But otherwise, just nothing looked easy. I mean, receivers are having to work back to the football. You're making catches behind you. I mean, nothing was really just simple, clean, on target. And it's very humbling when you watch preseason football and you realize, man, there really aren't a lot of these quarterbacks out there that are
yes,
good.
Yes, yes. I mean, that's huge. They're panning over to Dak, and you're like, okay, that's what an yeah. actual... I mean, and it gives you appreciation for how amazing he is at his job. It sucks. Everything in the NFL is graded on a curve.
Right.
And you could be one of the absolute best people on the planet to do your thing, but if you're not good enough to carry a flawed roster, then we talk about you like you are,
yeah.
you know, third on the depth chart.
It's tough, man. I mean, yeah. That's why, I mean, we're looking around, and it's like, ooh, Trevor Lawrence, what have you done? You're getting paid... $45-50+ million, but I guess, yeah, what's, you're going from Trevor Lawrence to CJ Beathard? I don't yeah. know that I want to do that.
No, man, I do think there it was a little bit sobering for Cowboy fans and for Rams fans watching, like, what the other side of the coin can look like at times when you don't have your guy. That can be super challenging. That can be super challenging.
I think it's Bethard Wolchuk,
yeah,
by the
I
way.
Think it is
you know,
too,
I hate to correct you in public you know, like
oh,
this.
Oh,
yeah.
Phonetically.
Yeah, easy mess
I thought there was like a hyphen in there.
It might be. It's been a while since
No, he's not a hyphenated guy. I've been all over this thing, man. Hyphenated guys, you know how I'm on that. They're not usually that great of players. Let's just be honest
That's
about
true.
It.
Yeah.
We'll have takeaways throughout the show, including Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30 here, bottom of the hour. Yeah, I did. I watched most of it. I think I might have fallen asleep temporarily there in the fourth quarter.
Understandably.
Yeah.
A Sunday afternoon nap in yeah. that situation.
Yeah.
That was a no-brainer decision by you.
I ended up catching up on more Planet of the Apes. I just saw the most recent
nice.
One, and I was like, okay, what else have I missed? Right?
Yeah, yeah,
I think I
down.
Saw the first one where Harry and the Hendersons guy was with Caesar in the house in San Francisco or whatever. I saw that one years and years ago, but I kind of hadn't been watching since
Dude,
then.
They were good.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
the Caesar storyline is pretty epic.
Yes. And then...
So you're watching it out of order.
I am. Yeah, it's all
That's
scrambled.
Crazy, because
yeah.
I saved it. It was on Hulu, right?
Yes, yes.
I saved it. I said, man, I don't know if I'm sure with the order, so let me... rewatch some, but my man Dawson's like, yeah, I'll just go back.
Yeah, whatever. You know, we'll patch this together.
Oh, that's what he meant by that. Okay, now the movie's yes. making sense.
Hey, oh, that's why Caesar's not here anymore. I might even go back and watch the one from the 60s.
Yeah,
I think
that's good stuff.
I think there's like 3 of them in there.
Yeah,
is
that's
it good?
A great run. Yeah, that's a yeah. great run.
I remember being a kid and that would come on like free TV or whatever, and yeah. I'd be like, oh, this looks too old fashioned. Yeah. I'm not in.
Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what
yes.
it comes on.
But yeah, I'm in on that. And then Well, we got Best of the Weekend coming up at 2:40. We can talk about all this stuff.
It is funny, though, seeing Planet of the Apes started as a G-rated movie, and then it got to their fourth installment and became PG, and then now it's since graduated to PG-13. So they just probably upped the violence, you know, a little bit more. The apes become more and more capable of devastation.
You mean the first one of the new kinds or the old kind?
I mean, like the old.
Because
like
if you said PG back then, that's basically an R.
Yeah. Okay, so this is so 1968 G-rated movie is probably like still
PG-13.
Okay. Not what we think of as G-rated.
Ooh, it was wild.
Wow.
Well, Jerry updated his comments about CeeDee Lamb. And I think he just added more of the same to it, didn't he? He said there's not that urgency on it. I understand completely the angst that's happening when you're anxious about and someone says something, whether you're missed or not. CD, you're missed, okay? But you're not missed out here competing. I'm sure he didn't say it like that.
He meant like even if CD Lamb was here, he wouldn't be on the field playing today during this preseason game. He's like, if he was here. So that's what he was like directly referencing. But yeah, he was trying to clarify a little bit and just throw on a couple more sweet things like, hey, just because I don't have urgency doesn't mean I don't miss you.
Okay.
Still miss you.
It's the preseason.
Yeah, it's like you're still not playing.
You'd be in a hat and t-shirt on the sidelines right now, CD. It really wouldn't make that much a difference.
I wonder why he's not like talking about it like he talked about it with Zeke. Maybe that was a learning moment in 2019, you know, when he was really pressing to get Zeke in there and we asked, you know, the quality of the work Zeke was getting in his own private workouts. And he's like, well, it's not as good as what he could be getting right here and he needs to be here. You know, that was 5 or 6 years ago. Maybe the Cowboys are shifting their negotiating position. Maybe they feel like, you know, because this is kind of a rebuilding year, it doesn't really matter if he shows up now. We don't need to hit the ground running and try to get first, the first seed.
My thoughts on this would be they are more understanding of CeeDee Lamb now going into his fifth-year option, doing what he's doing, as opposed to Zeke, who was, granted, at the running back position, he was trying to get ahead of it. They felt like Zeke was doing this like a year early than what traditionally they do. But honestly, Zeke was ahead of his time with this. Him and his agent are like, hey, you're a running back, and you might wake up literally tomorrow morning and lose half your athleticism. And by God, that happened.
Yeah, yeah, great stuff.
But it's exactly what Jerry wants, right? It's the headline. Misunderstanding, I'm not quite sure what he's saying. That's perfect. We're talking about it. It's exactly what Jerry wants. I still think CD's going to be there week one against the Browns.
Speaking of headlines, what'd you think of Baskey today talking about the Deion and Shador combo platter to the Cowboys next year? That would obviously be juicy, a headline worthy. Maybe the greatest Cowboy story of all time.
That seems like if Jerry had it his way, it would happen that way. Yeah. Like that is as headline-y a news as you can get. Yeah. Here comes primetime Deion Sanders and his son, head coach, quarterback, father-son combo for the Dallas Cowboys. Deion coming back, Shador, basically he's from here, right? I mean, he grew up here. So it's like, I mean, homecoming, that would be, if you could write it for Jerry, I would imagine that would be the one seed for the way this would go down.
Would you want that? Do you think that would work?
I don't know where we're at with Shador Sanders. Like, are you drafting him? I mean, how bad do you have to be this year? Obviously, super hypothetical.
I mean, he's projected to be a top 10 pick. He could be the top overall pick. Possibly.
I
mean,
I guess the scenario would be we're not signing with anybody else.
Right, like they pull a Manning. And we've talked about that. We've thrown that on our show. Like, does Deion say, hey, we're not playing for the New England Patriots, even though they just drafted Drake May, or name whatever team you want to throw out there, the Giants. We only want to play for the Cowboys.
I'd be absolutely here for it, dude. I totally would be. I mean, if you tell me we're running it back with McCarthy or even Belichick, I mean, I think it would be a much more fun, entertaining brand of football and conversation about if you're talking about Deion Sanders and Shador. So yes, I would be totally in favor of that.
That's the only winners would be the media.
Yeah.
In that situation.
Right up until you cross Deion, and now all of a sudden you become public enemy number one.
What'd your doggone butt say about me, God don't it?
That would be epic. I think you might even find me at a coach's press conference or two.
Oh.
If Deion's going to be there, that's historic. You don't want to miss that.
Seriously.
That's obviously an interesting topic, but not one to take too seriously
yet.
Yeah, I mean, but it's in the bucket
Definitely
of
happen.
Possibilities.
Well, is it still possible the Rangers win the West? They're 7.5 back and visit the Bo Sox tonight, 5:30 pregame. I'm officially out They've been shut out in the first five innings, five games in a row. Bochy said he doesn't have any answers for why. And when a manager says he doesn't have an answer, it means he no longer has the energy to try to come up with some crap for your quotes. Mm-hmm. You know, he's just Dunsky. This is where Jason Kidd in the spring of 2023 would say, well, nobody died. You know,
nobody's dying.
Just like, I kind of feel like, you know, Boch is waving the white flag. 7.5 games out with like, what, 40 to play? Obviously, this is still doable, but I just don't think there's any signs of life within this roster. Now there's been so many months. I don't know what the job looks like for CY in the offseason. We'll talk to him in a couple of hours. Maybe it's too early for him to start talking about that, but would you be looking to tinker, add a bat, run it back? I don't know. The idea of running it back seems nauseating considering how brutal this team has actually been in the regular season since June 1st of last year. The World Series run was the outlier, yeah, along with the first 2 months of last season.
I mean, they definitely, the injury bug has been a big issue for them. Josh Young missing was huge. The Evan Carter stuff. I mean, you just got to hope that back gets figured out this offseason and that he is a part of your team moving forward and can play all of next season. Wyatt Langford with a year under his belt. I mean, I don't think this is something that, I think for the most part, I am bringing back your core here. But what's going on with Jonah Heim? I mean, now you're going ahead and you're splitting the catching duties with him and Carson Kelly. That seems like a big drop-off from an all-star a year ago with Jonah. So are they reevaluating the catcher spot? The injuries with Eovaldi and Scherzer. It's good to see DeGrom's out there at Fenway right now facing some live batters. But I think that this, I'm just banking on the Bochy way. This is the formula that happened in San Francisco for whatever reason. His teams would win a World Series. They would miss the playoffs. They'd be back. I still think there's a lot of talent on this team, but they do need to tinker with a couple of spots.
Yeah. You know, I think even more than Bochy, there's something to the World Series hangover, and it's hard to quantify or exactly explain, but you make a deep run, you're tired, and, you know, the game is more challenging than ever. It's been since the late 90s. Since we've had a back-to-back champ, and I don't think that's just an accident. Restroom revelations coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are we going with it?
My goodness, this ESPN broadcaster found something in his Florida toilet. What's the weirdest thing you've seen in your toilet? That's next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back, Nation. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in 9 minutes here. Broadus is going to join us. He just got a hold of the tape from yesterday. And he's going to watch that, and he'll be joining us a little bit later on in the show. Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankfirm.com. Here's Wolchuk.
All right, we had an interesting development go down. Of course, this is in Florida, and Jeff Darlington of ESPN had the most Florida man moment as we tee off some restroom revelations. 877-881-1053. The most jarring thing you've ever maybe seen in your toilet outside of your own flatulence. Poop.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd see the flatulence, but
it can be substantive.
I mean, that could be like, you know, can it?
Be a shark situation,
I guess. Like that kind of
sounds like you made it right where you needed to be.
This is a rough one though. Like the snake has been one that I've always had a fear of.
Yes,
I have never ever wanted to look into the toilet seat, and now there is a snake. But this is one that I didn't know was a possibility. And I sent this over to Carter, if we can get this on the fan cam on the Twitch and the YouTube if you're watching. But Jeff Darlington posted this on Twitter. Here's a first for yours truly.
Aww.
ESPN's resident Florida man. Our toilets haven't been effectively flushing last few days. No idea why. Until I just walked into our bathroom to find this. It is a little iguana that is sticking his head out of the toilet bowl. It tried to go back down the toilet pipe, had to grab it by the tail and pull it out.
Good for Jeff, man.
My goodness.
Good for Jeff. Quick, I would imagine, extremely quick reflexes. I don't know if in a moment like that you have a chance to, like, glove up before you go hand into toilet. I'm assuming this is a already flushed freshwater toilet situation, presumably. But for him to get in there and snag that thing, I mean, respect to the quickness.
I didn't even know about iguanas.
Okay, I just thought of this. I didn't know that either.
This is shocking.
But they are good swimmers, now that I think about it. I think I've seen that in, like, Planet Earth shows or something like that. But,
yeah, they're actually reptiles. People forget that.
Well, reptilians.
I was living in this crappy apartment that had just been constructed, right? But it was right next to a YMCA that had open gym every afternoon from, like, 3 to 9. It was the perfect spot to live at when you're, like, 22, 23 years old. And a few weeks into living there, I wake up in the middle of the night and my roommate, my best friend Cameron, in a full-blown panic, okay? And I could hear him running up and down the stairs and screaming like, crap, crap, but, you know, really the S word. And what had happened was the plumbing had been done in a way that the bathroom sink ran into the toilet, okay? So he clogged up the toilet and it starts to overflow.
No.
So he gets a pan out of the kitchen, starts scooping it out of the toilet, but then dumping it in the sink.
No.
And then he turned on the sink water, right? So a bunch of extra water is flowing into the toilet, plus the water he's scooping out of the toilet and putting into the sink.
He's doing the worst possible thing you could do in
and
this situation. And
he didn't know what was going on.
Right, he had no idea.
And it's flooding.
So, like, floaters are coming up, and it was just a nightmare, and I was like, man, let's just cut off the water and, you know, bail this thing out.
Just burn the place down.
Yes.
Let's start anew somewhere else. We'll find another YMCA that we can go get a nice, good basketball run in from time to time.
It was really bad. Those apartment managers thought that we were in, like, an epic fight. You know, there were, like, multiple complaints about us.
Oh, no.
Because we're like, bleep!
You know? Yeah, you're just screaming in the middle of the
Literally.
Night.
Literally!
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what a disaster, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never had an animal. I've never had.
You worked down the street from where I was living, my apartment in Midtown at North Texas in Denton.
Yes.
You were working for, you know, a facility that had multiple different units, and there was never like a rodent issue in the toilet. Somebody texted and said in 682, I had the same thing happen, but it was a baby possum.
A possum climbing up through the pipes like that?
Like, what the hell?
You feel bad for that one because, like, the lizard is probably finagling his way through things and he's a little bit curious. I imagine the possum just got caught in the wrong place, wrong time, and now it's getting wedged up into a pipe.
Amazing that it survived.
Like, there's no business for a possum to be up in a toilet pipe like that.
Gosh. That's
you just can't double back, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, that's a terrifying thing. I mentioned the snake as being the bad one. The other one, the cockroaches. Like, you see a cockroach in your tub, those things are, it's hot outside or it's really cold. What they're doing is they're crawling through the pipes
Try
and get away.
Get a little relief.
Yes. I just had a conversation with the in-laws about that. I guess they've had a little bit of a cockroach problem, but they're always in the tub, and it's because they're going up the pipe there.
That's where they.
Yes.
Yeah. The cockroach issue was a nightmare for me in college, for sure.
Now, what's the big issue with the cockroach as compared to other bugs?
Oh, is it a cockroach or is it the Texas water bug we're talking about here? Remember those big old chocolatey Texas water bugs?
Yeah. I know.
Okay, exactly. Those are different than them little skinny, light-skinned roaches.
Yeah,
I think a lot of things
those are ones you don't want to have.
Those are huge.
Yeah, those are a problem because if they're there, it's an infestation.
Yeah,
those
that's
water
what
bugs
I'm
are
about.
Random.
Okay.
And those water bugs, my dog loves those water bugs if they're in the tub.
Gosh.
Cleo, she runs in there, turn the thing up.
They're just nasty as hell.
Pops.
They just look disgusting. Yeah. Like they give me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. Yeah, every now and then, you know, one of the girls in the house will scream, oh, there's a bug. And I'm trying to condition them to be tougher. Like, hey, guess what? We're humans, right? Yeah. Before, like, just a couple hundred years ago, we all pretty much lived outside.
Yeah.
And there were bugs everywhere, and we're fine. Okay? So we don't need to be freaking out about this.
Well, I mean, that's
you gotta
one.
You got to pick it up and eat it, Pops.
Yeah. Protein.
Yeah.
Pick it up and eat it. She's like, okay, well,
you know, I'll kill a wasp with my bare hand. Like, watch this. Whap! You know, just smack it right up against the brick. I'm like, we're fine. Okay? We're humans.
Whap.
We are the apex. All right? We're good.
Hey, yeah, whop, whop, whop.
The bare-handed wasp kill is pretty dang cool.
Boom.
I'm usually looking for the fly swatter in a moment like that.
I don't even have a fly swatter.
You don't even have a fly swatter?
No, I'm just whacking those things too.
Oh, so you just go straight hand.
Yeah, I'm just backhand that. But my wife will do the same thing. She sees a cockroach. She is waiting until I get home, and then I'm going to deal with it.
Yeah.
It will be all day long. She won't go into the bathroom or wherever that cockroach is. It will be, I'll wait until you get home. You can take care of this. And I'm sorry, David from Fort Worth. He's listening while sitting on the throne. It's got him a bit paranoid here.
And for the record, I don't mind being on bug duty as long as a little appreciation is shown. You know what I'm saying, Wolchuk?
Yeah.
Like, don't act entitled to my bug killing.
Yeah.
I'm damn good at this.
Don't expect
I'd appreciate
this.
A thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes. Right.
Maybe some flowers, you know?
Yeah. I mean, my wife just a couple of months ago woke me up out of bed to kill the garden snake or to remove the little garden snake out of my house that resulted in a beheading of that garden snake.
Like, I'll handle a spider. No big deal. But snakes get me, man. That might be my biggest fear, is the snake.
I don't think I'd touch one with my hands, to be honest with you.
They're slimy.
Unless I absolutely had to.
Just a big muscle. They're just gross. I can't stand them.
And most often, they'll turn and nip at you just a little bit.
Yeah, they'll let you know.
I don't know why.
And I never know. Is this one poisonous? Is it venomous? I'm looking for the colors. I mean, what is it? The three certain colors? I don't even know which ones
it's
anymore.
It's the diamond-shaped head that you got to look out
for.
Diamond-shaped head.
Okay.
That's the venom sacs are back in those corners. It's time now for the G bag of the day. Into the pimp cup we go. Here's Lucius.
I've never found anything weird in the toilet, but I have left two things in the toilet. And my parents found those things.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have them back in the reservoir?
Two prophylactives.
Oh. No.
I thought I flushed. Yeah, I wasn't even supposed to be at the house.
Yeah. It wasn't me.
Son, you have any idea how these got in here?
Oh, man. They left them in there and everything so I can go back and see it.
Guess at least you're being responsible.
Then I walk out the bathroom and they're both standing there with hands on hips.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Bro. What?
I was having a great day until this happened. All right, let's see here. Dak is our winner of G-Bag of the Day. I don't know how many days this is because we had some preemptive G-Bag.
Yeah.
Of the day situations last week. So I don't know. I really don't. But Dak says that the media needs to start holding out if they want to get their paper up.
I've said it over and over. I'm just present where my feet are, and I control what I can control. And the noise is going to happen, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's about the contract, whether it's about my play. I can't stop that. I mean, you guys get paid pretty well to write headlines and to do your job, and respectively so. But I can't allow that to affect how I get paid in my job. You don't get paid well? Y'all need a couple of y'all need to start holding out too then.
Big facts.
I'm going to call three looking for four. That sound about right to you?
Hey, that sounds cool with me, bro. That's fine with me. Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey is also a sponsor of this segment. From grain to glass, y'all. Get your little whiskey in your life. Let's see what we got here. Tyreek Hill. What teams he play for, fellas?
Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins.
What's his nickname?
The Cheetah.
Call me the Cheetah, cuz.
I know you hate that.
Yeah, that's such a terrible name.
Cheetah.
Is he the fastest man in the NFL, you think?
Supposedly Xavier Worthy is now, but he's definitely in the conversation.
Okay. Well, he's defending the NFL players against Noah Lyles.
Sprinter Noah Lyles. He said that Super Bowl champs should not consider themselves world champions. What do you think of that?
Noah Lyles can't say nothing after what just happened to him.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Then he want to come out and pretend like he's sick. I feel like that's like horseradish. So for him to be, like do that and say that we're not world champions of like our sport says, come on, bro. Like, just speak on what you know about. You know what I'm saying? And that's track.
Would you like to race him when he gets home?
I would beat Noah Lyles.
You think so?
I would beat Noah Lyles.
Like by a lot?
No, I wouldn't beat him by a lot, but I would beat Noah Lyles.
I'd like to see that happen.
And guess what? When I beat him, I'm going to put on a COVID mask.
Oh, God.
And let him know I mean business.
Oh!
Oh, wow.
I'm going to put on a COVID. I mean, it didn't look good that Noah Lyles was partying in the club.
He was dropping it like it's hot.
Yeah, you're not really
doing the limbo dance and everything.
Yeah,
for those that are calling, limboing. Who does that?
It's like, come on, man.
With the flag draped over him. Right? Like, just getting after it.
Oh, boy. What else we got for you boys here? On a Monday, hey. Shout out to Mr. Mike. Hey, that's the vibes. That's the vibes. Dawson, you're going to like this one.
Come on.
Redneck brawls.
Okay.
Just some two good old boys fighting it out for some money, maybe $200 at the end of this fight.
Okay.
Hell of a crowd, though. There's this Oklahoma man that went to jail in Texas, and apparently he's undefeated in the Texas prison system when it comes to fighting.
Okay.
But he got knocked out. Some good old boy from Texas put some hands on him.
Go
and
figure.
It's not really even about that. It's about this commentary. You're going to like it.
He got speed.
Here we go.
He got speed freak on his leg. I like that. Oh, my God.
He's tearing that ass
bro,
up.
He has whipped a bunch of people's ass. It ain't a doubt about it.
Buddy, if he can do this right here for three rounds, buddy, he's going to be tough to beat.
Buddy.
Dude, he came
Dude.
He came in there with sheer confidence.
That other boy is starting to come back.
Oh, he's out.
He's out.
Oh, my God. God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's out. He's out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Hey, sometimes it don't matter how much you want it, son. Oh, my damn.
Look at the replay.
That boy's about to go home.
Replay. Here's the shot right here. Them boys are moving so fast, they're glitching.
They're glitching.
Here it goes. Oh. Boom. It was that right.
That right ended
buckled
it.
Him.
Buckled him.
Ripping all the asses.
Oh, my God.
Gosh, that's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they saw Redneck, bro. I love that little podcast.
That was great.
I was watching a few of those videos.
Oh, my God.
Where do I catch these guys at? Now, these
Redneck Brawls on Instagram. Redneck Brawls on Instagram.
It's like Colby Sapp and Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah. Oh, my God, man. Look here. Let's see what else. Yesterday was the church day. I pray that you got your blessing. Shout out to my pastor, Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. By the way, if you want somebody to date your daughter, I'm not saying Pastor Freddie Haynes, he's married, but Dr. Pastor in front of the name?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Both. Double up.
Dr. Pastor. Yeah, Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes and Reverend Ike on YouTube. Now, this pastor, it's so good that you guys are talking about insects and bugs and whatnot, because this pastor right here, he's seen a spider.
Of freedom in things and people and experiences that will never actually satisfy that longing. There is a gigantic spider on the stage right now. And I mean, literally the size of a silver dollar, and I'm just not going to freak out. If he don't move, I won't move. I'm so sorry. I can't ignore this. This is, there's a demonic presence.
There's a demonic.
That has entered the auditorium. I'm going to have to take a picture of him.
Probably one of them wolf spiders. Those things can get big.
The little hairy things.
Yeah. The backyard. Oof. They'll jump, too.
Okay, these spiders that are jumping now, that's a different deal. I'm out.
But spiders do fall under the same category
spiders.
To me. I know. I heard that redneck thing, and next thing you know, I'll be fighting
these damn spiders.
I don't get why people are scared. You know,
they're small.
If it's a tarantula or a black widow, okay.
I'm scared because I don't know what a brown recluse or a black recluse looks like.
Right. I'm not sure.
All of them are black recluses and brown recluses to me.
Yeah.
I can just stop.
Announce yourself, bro. Who are you?
But even those will only bite if they're cornered. Like if they're in your shoe or you put on a sock and they're in there.
Mm.
You know? So if you can see them and they're moving around, they're yours. You know, you got them. It's the nighttime spider that gets Dawson. You.
Yes, the nighttime spider.
I don't know what you guys are so afraid of. It's you just wake a up spider.
Torn. Yeah, it's just a spider.
It's not a damn snake.
It's not like it's a garter snake.
Those little snakes.
Okay, is it Dak? Media should hold out. Three looking for four. Tyreek Hill defending NFL players against Noah Lyles. Redneck brawls. Or a pastor on spiders. I could see this going either way.
Man.
I honestly do not know who.
You've outdone yourself today, Lucius.
To vote for? I'll go with the cheetah. I'll go through.
I'll go. Call me the cheetah, huh?
Were these guys from Kentucky? Will Chambers just texted me saying that he knows that accent when he hears it.
That's Kentucky.
I'm going for those guys.
Yeah, me too.
Bully.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's going to be the fight.
By a score of 3-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion, those redneck brawls. Where are we going next, Chief?
Well, between Fan Bowl and USA Basketball, what a weekend it was. Next in the nation.
Shoot, yeah. Welcome in. It is the G-Bag Nation here on a Cowboys Monday. Broadus is coming up at 3 o'clock. He's just finishing up film watching there. And he'll have a full report coming up in Krusty's Corner at 3:40. NFL News of the Day at 3 o'clock. It's time now, though, for the Chief to give you that best of the weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. What a weekend it was. Are you kidding me? Fan Bowl at Hurtado on Saturday was electric. I finally had my first Fan Bowl win. Not the full championship, but last year I was one and done. I played choppy in the first round. I was Dunsky before it felt like the games even started. I was able to take down Will Chambers in comeback fashion, and then really just took Corey Majors to the woodshed. But then I ran into Dawson, and that's where it all ended for me. Now, how bad? Because Dawson beat me by he was up by like two scores most of the game, and then I ended up losing by like a touchdown. But how bad did Dawson dominate you?
Why are you even trying to tee that up right
now? Well, I just was wondering.
That's a terrible, what a stupid question on your part.
I think it was
what the hell are we doing?
It might have been 60-13.
I scored 14. I made both of my PATs and I had at least 14 points. We also were not playing the full 10 minutes. We're just doing 5 minutes. So probably could have been worse.
Ooh.
But I don't think Dawson missed. I think he scored pretty much every single drive.
I could tell he had that look in his eye when he walked in. I was like,
I wanted it, man.
Yeah,
he's actually
coming to play.
Like after I played you, go win this thing.
There's some techniques that you pick up over the years, but the PAT is still evades me.
What an epic day, though. I mean, Hurtado is always bringing it as strong as possible. My wife couldn't get over the tacos and the burnt ends, just out of this world. And then getting to hang out with all the Tolos was amazing. Congratulations to Justin Denman of Fate, because he was the first place winner, I believe, bringing home the gold when it comes to the Tolo. So congratulations to Justin.
That's awesome.
Shout out to Bill Carlson of Mansfield. He got second place. And then Brian Muir, I hope I'm saying that right, Brian. I remember hanging out with you. He had the gray 21 jersey on.
Oh, Brian was a badass.
He was awesome. He had his whole family there.
Shout out to Victor Vincent as well. Redbeard, Andy, all the Tolos.
I think there was a two-time champion there. Of course, Rodeo Ron. Tovash. So many legends were there. It was such an awesome afternoon.
Countless. Yeah, it was a wonderful time, and was super, super happy to get to do that. And I'm already looking forward to next year, man. I mean, it's always a special time to get to do that. And now that it's happening right before football season, it's like this isn't the end of what was a great football run. This is now let it all commence.
This is just the beginning.
So that kicked off what was an awesome weekend. Did you have any coaching going on? Did Walchuk? I had a nice little concert situation at the Bomb Factory Saturday night. Saturday was like the best date day I've had with my wife in forever because we let the kids stay with grandma.
It's awesome.
Boom, we're going Fan Bowl together. Boom, we're going to the concert. Saturday was wonderful. I bet my weekend was better than both of y'all.
I took home a giant tray of barbecue, had a nice little movie night, put the kids down. Oh, and concluded the penultimate season of Dexter, sister starts to get hip to what's going down. And
oh, yeah.
She's off in her weird little space. And so that was really amazing. Actually, going home to watch the absolute final episode tonight.
Mm. Ooh, nice.
Dude, yeah. Dexter was such a great show. R.I.P.
Yeah, it was one I couldn't make it deep into the night there. We went home.
Well, you were taxed.
Picked up Eliza from the grandparents, took her home, got her to bed, and then probably about 9 o'clock or so after eating the barbecue that we were able to take home as well. Shout out to Hurtado. Delicious. The burrito tacos there, just outstanding. I had to be in bed.
I was like,
I'm calling this thing.
Yeah, I was, I mean, Bobby obviously went the hardest. We know that. Bobby was wearing a...
I mean, Bobby was drunk when I got there.
I know.
And I think he'd been there for all of 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, he drinks like full glasses.
It's unbelievable.
As if they're just shot glasses. So, and then he was wearing the hoodie, sweating in 100-plus degree temperatures.
That was the most insane thing of all day, right?
It was a huge talking point for almost every total that came up to me. Like, have you seen Bobby? He's wearing a hoodie.
It's like, Bobby,
like
what are you doing?
A dark-colored hoodie. Is what he's wearing in August at an outdoor barbecue event.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was, everybody was just shocked. And we were. It was like, yeah.
That's him.
That's just what we expect.
I mean, at least
here,
cut the sleeves off.
Yeah, go Belichick on it, right?
Yeah.
Lucius, you took home what looked to be a trough of Lucius's barbecue.
Yeah, they got me for it. They taxed me for it. And Bobby, I felt disrespected by Bobby because I ordered a Clase Azul tequila.
Yeah.
I asked for a double. They gave me two. Woo! Which hit me on the card, too, right?
Yeah.
So I handed the damn cup over to Bobby. I was like, hey, anybody want this? I'm going to be a nice guy and give it away. Bobby took what's supposed to be a sipping tequila and just shot it. Blam! And I'm talking about the damn thing was full in a wide cup. Just opened up his mouth like a snake and just took the whole thing back, bro.
Disrespectful.
Totally disrespectful. You're supposed to sip on that damn thing.
You know, that's a look at me kind of thing there with Bobby. And I think he might need to talk to someone.
Or some type of disease, you know?
Yeah.
That also could be
there. There is the disease.
Good Lord.
Yeah. He goes 0 to 100 faster than anybody I've ever seen.
Yeah. That's crazy. Truly. Truly.
And Tolo Dan, you were incredible. Patrick was fantastic to hang out with as well. And Colby was awesome. Colbert, love you.
Oh, like, Colby Tolbert.
That dude
is a
party
man.
Animal.
Yeah, yeah. Always have a great time with Colby Tolbert and getting to dap up Brandon and just say congrats on the book Barbacoa.
Dude.
You know, congrats on the Barbacoa.
He's unloading
dude.
All the secrets now.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, I think my biggest dub, other than winning those three games in Fan Bowl, make it to the final, was actually yesterday morning. I woke up early. And you ever get one of those fights going with your significant other? And in retrospect, you're like, that was freaking amazing. We woke up arguing.
Wait, she apologized?
No, she did not apologize. Oh, okay. What she did was she took everybody and left for about 10 hours.
Oh, yes.
So I got like single man Sunday.
Praise
Daddy
God.
Free day.
Oh, my goodness.
I had just been appreciating over the last couple of weeks how, you know, how I don't think single guys understand how much freedom they have.
No.
Right? Like if you can't enjoy that, you probably want to go see a shrink. But they left. They went grocery shopping. They went regular shopping. And I got like 10 hours of...
Most importantly, they stayed away from you.
I was like, holy crap. I don't know the last time this has happened. Maybe 10, 12 years ago.
That's pretty
something like
it,
that.
Yeah, I totally believe it. Like getting a day like that is as few and far between as you could ever fathom. And it takes something catastrophic happening.
Yeah.
Just a good luck situation or, in this case, a little argument. That'll get the job done. I mean, that's fantastic. You see him leaving, you're like, wait, are you doing me this favor right now?
I might start one on purpose next weekend just to see.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, how many are you going to start trying to fire off now?
I do that to get her to clean a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. Start a little argument. So she get motivated, and all of a sudden the dishes are done. You're like, yeah.
Oh, she gets that nervous energy.
Yeah, get all mad, start slamming stuff around. Good. I'll be right back. I'm going to clean the trunk then. Yeah, whatever.
Hey, you win.
Those are veteran moves, boys. I hope we're all taking notes right now.
Ooh, absolutely.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, shout out to Don and the 254. Don's incredible. Don Harbor. We had Berkey. Berkey was just handing me a bunch of shots. Shout out to Berkey. And, of course, Jonathan Cox as well. I mean, the Tolos were they were out and about. They were having a good time. And when they buy you the drinks, man, you're like, sure. Before I knew it, I'm like, I got two drinks in my hand.
The amount
right now
of tequila shots.
Y'all didn't say no to not one shot.
No.
Y'all didn't say not one.
I don't remember saying no at any point.
Yeah. No, I don't. What does that mean?
Yeah, we're mixing all types of liquors together and everything.
I was keeping it chill. Now Sean Sharif is the guy who can go from the biggest beer you've ever seen to then some tequila to a nice little bourbon on the rocks, and then we'll close it down with some vino. And I'm like, how did you just do that?
I don't know. That's a gift.
He's built different.
Shut up!
Man.
He is a legend, dude. You should have seen him back in the day when he'd party until like 1 in the morning in New York City and wake up 90 minutes later
That's
and do
crazy.
A show.
different animal.
Machine.
Speaking of machines, how about Steph Curry, Team USA, basketball,
yes.
Getting it done. We were trying, we were following along on our phones and stuff. We were out at Hurtado, and everybody was just like, oh my gosh, Steph, you're not going to believe what is Steph doing. Everybody's doing like the sleepy time little celebration that he does, and what a legendary performance. Holy smokes, dude. The final couple minutes of that game, he was just splashing one after another. And that final one that was sort of like the dagger where he just like shot it from his hip. Bam Adebayo was asked about it. That last three was like, I was kind of like, what the bleep? And then I remembered who was shooting it. And that was just the type of run that Steph was going on. The greatest shooter that anyone has ever seen in the history of the sport, doing it when it matters most. And now goodbye to an era. I mean, Team USA basketball, that was the old heads carrying the young guys to a gold. And this competition is getting more and more and more. 4 years from now?
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness, dude, who is going to be Team USA? Because it's not going to be LeBron, Steph, and KD handling all your business.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Anthony Edwards.
Shai Gilgeous plays for Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And Halliburton, maybe Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it's Brunson. I mean, maybe Brunson's the guy that gets into that conversation. Hopefully Derek Lively is your
big. Ja Morant get in the mix
maybe
here?
Maybe Ja, sure.
You know?
They need a new transcendent star, though, that sees the floor and sets everybody up like LeBron.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if Paolo Banchero, who punted on Italy, I mean, the flashes that he just portrayed here over the course of this last season, I think he might be a legit dude, but somebody's going to have to step up. Is it going to be Anthony Edwards? Is it going to be Bronny James? Absolutely. These are all possibilities, man. All possibilities.
All righty. Thank you, Chief. Best of the weekend is now in the books. We're under an hour away from Brian Broaddus in Krusty's Corner here on your home of the Cowboys. He's watched the film. I think he's going to check in with us next live from the tennis courts. And what are we getting into, Wolchuk?
Just some NFL news of the day. Football is back. Micah the Olympian, rookie debuts, and NFL history. That's next in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most. Wide receivers, from the route trees to who plays better in man or zone. We provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.